time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And welcome to the Garden Show on this beautiful Thursday morning. And Dwayne Hastad joins us by phone this morning. Dwayne, how's it going?
Going good. I mean, you have to be good with a beautiful day like this. We don't have that wind like we had, 70-some degrees, and the sun's out. Great time to be in the horticulture business and planting gardens and doing all the things outside that we can do now.
Yeah, things are starting to smell fresh.
And the grass is turning green.
Yeah, there you go. So where are you at and about today?
On an adventure with Gordy Jordahl, and we have a truck and trailer, and we're heading to Orange City, Iowa, where I belong to a group that we make products, and we're heading down there to get our Earth Elements fertilizer. So if people are looking for Earth Elements, Momentum, and liquid fertilizers that we make, we'll be back and ready to go tomorrow.
Okay, all right.
Orange City, Iowa, where the tulips grow.
What's that?
They have a big festival down here. There's a lot of people, Dutch people down here, and they have a big tulip fest, which I would guess isn't going to be too long from now.
Okay, that's in Orange City, Iowa?
Yep.
Okay, all right. All right, Dwayne, well, before we get to the plan of the week, we always like to open up our phone lines for any lawn or garden question for Dwayne. Give us a call at 320-598-7301, or you can email your lawn or garden question over at klqpfm@farmerstel.net. And Dwayne, what's our plant of the week today?
You know, not this weekend, but the following weekend, or next week, is Mother's Day week. And so I put on there Mother's Day flowers, because you better not forget Mom on Mother's Day. So Mother's Day flowers, there's such things as hanging baskets or an outdoor pot for the front.
Okay.
Honoring Mom with flowers.
And you have a lot of them. Growing at Heather Floral Nursery.
Yeah, our greenhouses are absolutely jam-packed full. We have lots of perennials, a lot of gorgeous hanging baskets, and a lot of new, different varieties of plants this year, so come and check us out.
What are some of the more popular flowers during Mother's Day?
You know what the most popular flower is out of the greenhouse?
What's that?
In the United States.
What?
It's called bubblegum petunia. It's a petunia that gets 3 to 4 feet wide and has bright colored pink flowers. And it's called a super tunia, developed by proven winners. So if you want a big petunia, there's a whole series of them, but the pink color is the most popular.
Okay. Once again, give us a call at 320-598-7301 with a lawn or garden question for Dwayne. And Dwayne, what's our horticultural concern of the week?
The concern that I put out was, should I be out in the lawn or the garden and starting to do my spring cleanup and that type of stuff? When I wrote that question concern 2 days ago, I was kind of thinking, well, maybe you should be out there. But, you know, with 70-degree weather, it's dried out a little bit. So time to start doing clean up outside, pruning your bushes, getting your lawn raked or detached, and time to get going in the garden, so filling your garden up. So horticulture time.
Okay. All right, let's get into some questions here from some of our listeners. We missed this one last week, and we apologize for that, so we're going to get her on today.
Yeah, we got a little bawling out for that one.
It's all good. So, Dwayne, this person wants, what are some heat and drought-resistant annuals to go in large pots? Full sun can go 5 days or more without watering.
Well, a lot of plants need tender, loving care. And if it's 100-plus degrees out, I don't think there's a lot of plants. If it's a big container and can stay moist, you're probably okay. But usually you almost have to water your containers every day when it's that warm. Some plants that will don't need as much water as other plants. The grasses, you can put grass in there that gets tall. Moss roses is a good one. Sedum is another good one. There's a geraniums will tolerate low water. So there's a number of them. So come down to Heather and we'll help you pick them out.
Okay. So the heat resistant, what's the number one heat resistant annual? Would you say grass?
I would say grass is this day and age because they're real popular. Over the years, moss roses is probably a very good one. There's moss roses that are typical with the small leaves, and there's new varieties out now that have wider leaves with bigger flowers. So check those out. They're very heat resistant.
Okay. Go ahead.
You got to, if it's really warm out though, 5 days would probably be the maximum for not watering. So I don't know if they're gone for 5 days during the week, but talk to a neighbor, have them come over and water once when you're gone.
Yeah. This person,
or another thing you can do is you can use heavier soil. That'll keep it wetter longer. Or you could put these crystals in there that absorb water and then release it. And so you could put that in there. It'll help hold the moisture in.
Okay. Dwayne, talk a little bit about this person mentioned large planting pots. And talk about the large, medium, small. Some people I know plant their plants in the wrong kind of pot at times, right?
Well, if you use a plastic pot or fiberglass pot, it's not going to dry out as fast. So that'd be another trick you could go for a long time. If you use a straight clay pot, the water will go out of that a lot faster. It'll dry out a lot faster. The smaller the pot, if you have a 10-inch pot, it's going to really, you could never go 5 days without water yet when it's really warm out. If you go from a 10-inch pot to a 12-inch pot, there's twice as much soil in a 12-inch pot as a 10-inch pot. So it's a little better yet. Go from a 12-inch pot to a 14-inch pot, there's four times as much soil in that pot as a 10-inch pot. So the bigger you go, plus the bigger the flower will get, because bigger the pot, the flower will get bigger. And it's probably, you're going to put a pot out on your step, I would be looking at a 14-inch pot or more. You know, the hanging baskets we hang up in Madison and in Dawson, those are 26-inch pots.
Oh, wow, okay. All right.
So you start getting that big and get deeper, it gets heavy. You're going to have some way to move it.
Okay. Well, one of our listeners called in this next question for you, Dwayne. This person says, I have new grass planted and have overwhelming amount of night crawlers. How do I get rid of them without wrecking the new grass? Good question.
Yeah, now we need a good answer.
Well, you're going to give it to us, I'm sure.
There's no chemical out there that lifts night crawlers on it, okay? And you used to have a product called Chlordane, and it would wipe them out right now. It also would wipe out the birds. There's a product called Grubex, or Grub Killer, that you can put on there. It'll never kill all your earthworms, but some earthworms are good. Helps aerate the soil, but Grubex will thin out some of those earthworms. If your lawn's really bumpy, probably should dethatch it, and that'll help get those bumps down and even roll it. That'll help with some of the night crawlers.
Yeah, my back lawn is really bumpy.
Yeah, but you got new trees in there.
Yeah, I do. All right.
They're going to give you shade pretty soon, Paul.
I hope so. Yeah, this person already planted new grass. You can start doing that now, I suppose.
Yep. We have a question. That lady had planted new grass last fall from Heather, she said. And she said it doesn't see any growth yet. They, people have to be patient because we just took a soil temperature and it was 44 degrees. Grass seed isn't going to germinate. The seed isn't going to germinate at that temperature. So your newly seeded lawns aren't coming up yet. So you got to be patient. A little rain on Saturday and the 70-degree weather, then you'll see your grass germinating.
Okay. Another question from one of our listeners that just came in. When should spring lawn fertilizer be applied? When should spring lawn fertilizer be applied?
First of all, I'd get your lawn all cleaned up. Mow it the first time. You know, and if you're going to dethatch it or clean it up with a dethatcher type lawnmower, suck up all the dead grass, clean it up, then you could fertilize it, okay? So you could do that now. You could add some grass seed if you have thin spots. The lawns right now look like crap. They always do it early spring because they haven't cleaned up. But you do have brown patches. You know, you should clean those areas up and add some grass seed, fertilize it. And if you have urine problems, dog spots, you should put some gypsum on there. That'll neutralize the urine and that seed though. So you can put your fertilizer on now, but fertilizer with crabgrass preventer, you can't put on with grass seed. And it's too early to put crabgrass preventer on because the crabgrass preventer only lasts so long. So I would say this year you're probably going to put crabgrass preventer on the third or fourth week of May. So you can fertilize now, then fertilize with crabgrass preventer in a month from now.
A month from now, okay. All right.
Yeah, that would be the latest because you want to get it on there when the soil temperature is 55 to 60 degrees. Crabgrass is a warm season grass, so it's got to be hot out. That's not going to happen till 55, 60 degree soil temperature.
Okay, what is the soil temperature now, do you know?
Yeah. We tested it, and some places it was only 44 degrees. So probably not time to put seeds in the ground yet.
Wow, okay.
But I also, a guy, Leroy Blyle, said his radishes are already up. So something will germinate in cold soil.
Okay. How's your garden? How's your...
What?
Go ahead.
How does my garden go?
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to have a garden in the greenhouse. I've been busy planting there. That's kind of going to be my garden this year. I just don't have the energy or probably the health to have a big garden. But maybe next year again.
Right. Yeah, I know Terry Overlander's busy with his garden, and you got a lot of seeds. Talk about all the garden seeds you have at Heather. We got a few minutes here.
We get garden seeds in bulk. And then we package them into what we call a Heather Nursery Garden Seeds. And the reason I do that, because if you order a seed rack, you don't get a lot of the varieties that I prefer. So we can order specific varieties. And so we have many, many different varieties and some that are tried and true for this area. So if you want to talk garden seeds, come on in because that's one of my favorite subjects.
Okay. All right.
If you haven't had honeynut, butternut, squash, better plant some. Our potatoes are in. We have 8 different varieties of potatoes. We have onion sets, which are the little ball type thing. We have onion plants, which are actually onions starting to grow already.
Okay. All right, Dwayne. Well, appreciate your insight on lawn and garden this morning. I got on the garden show once again, and always good to talk to you.
Yep, and we're almost to Orange City, Iowa, so we'll be back to Earth Elements tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Dwayne. We'll talk to you next week on the garden show.
Yep, but don't forget Mom.
Yep, don't forget Mom. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Everybody have a good week.